Hey, Big Love fam, welcome to Super Freak. This is a high vibe podcast, y'all, exploring all things frequencies, how they govern form, shape our realities, and are the key to living from your full potential. It's non-woo convos about super woo shit, unpacking what I call the science of self, from body and soul literacy to the power of understanding vibration, higher consciousness, quantum physics, and spiritual psych. Let this podcast become a resource for you on your journey to self-mastery. If you're curious and ready to free your mind, unlock the body, and truly become limitless, then you're in the right place. I'm your host, Tally. This is Super Freak, awakening for the next gen. Let's go. All right, everybody. I feel like I owe you a longer podcast, so I'm going to do my best to give you a little ditty, and for July at least. Okay, so let's go. Today, I'm going to talk about why you keep hitting plateaus and how to navigate them, and also what to do when you're in the crosshairs and crossfire and hallway between versions of yourself, okay? This is what happens when we're trying to move through identities of ourselves and we're kind of stuck in between the layers. And they're a little bit of one of the same. So first I'll talk about what a plateau actually means and how to move through them, because a lot of the sessions that I had in June had to do with this right here. Bottom line is y'all are doing the work and you have grown a lot. Those have been who have been deep in frequency work with me, or this has been the aggregation of like marginal gains over the course of the last while you guys have done certain modalities on yourself. And then frequency work was enough to come in and turn a lot of it online and help move a lot of the energy out of the body. And so you have more runway now for the planes to land. Some of you have had a lot of backlog of work that hasn't had time to integrate. And so you're getting kind of hammered. So if you feel like you're going through something right now and it's just kind of relentless, and it's been relentless for a little while, it's just a backlog of work that needs to be moved through the body. This is what happens when you spiritually bypass, or you know better and don't do better per se. But I want to come back a little bit to what a plateau will look like. A plateau will look like you have lost clarity, you have lost energy, you have burnout, you're not excited about what you're doing anymore. You feel like you are starting and stopping and going in cycles, and that you know there's a version of you that's beyond a certain layer, but you can't quite, let's say, experience him or her, but you know that there's more. You keep hitting a specific ceiling. Like you'll get a really fantastic idea, you'll get a stream of ideas or a stream of consciousness, or you'll start to get all of this inspiration, it'll move through you, and then the execution aspect of that will fall flat. So that ideation stage will get to a very specific place. So let's say you can only materialize a certain amount of income in the business that you're currently running, for example. Let's say you're an entrepreneur or you're a business owner like myself. Even in your career, you'll get to a specific managerial role and you won't be able to go, let's say, beyond that, or you'll be able to get your business to a certain level and you won't be able to go beyond that. I'm talking about ceilings, emotional ceilings, financial ceilings, relationship ceilings. You'll continue to attract the same type of person in your life that isn't going to get you to the next phase, or you can't grow deeper with, or continues to mirror back to you the things that you thought you have already moved through. So these are all energetic stagnation points that are affecting you or hindering you from moving into the next layer. So what frequency work will do for you, and what I help a lot of people with, is moving out some residual things that you may or may not see that typically have to do with self-belief, self-esteem, and lack, and then moving that out of the body, and then literally just catalyzing you with enough spiritual mass to move you into the next layer. However, that means that you're going to be at the bottom of the next layer. So there's another level of learning that happens at that next stage. So between each, let's say, dimensional order, right? You're expanding your consciousness, you're expanding your awareness into more light, Okay. You're trying to bring in more information. That's literally what awareness is. You're broadening your perspective. You're operating at a different frequency. You're operating with more efficiency. You have more synchronicity, things like this. Like, you know, when you're in a flow state, right? You know, when you feel really good, you wake up pumped for life. Like, you wake up with the adventurous spirit, like you're ready to take on shit. And then there's just a stretch of weeks or months or years for some of you where you're just not really excited about anything. You're like kind of really just meh. Okay. And it's glass is mostly half empty for most of you that have this level of general chronic discontent about why and bum out and victim mentality around how you just keep cycling and you can't go beyond it. And there's frustration, which I totally understand. There are void spaces. This is the void. The void is very dense. It's very nothingness in between these big dimensional jumps. Okay, when you're making these big jumps in awareness, everything needs to be structured in third dimension. And when you move beyond the veil of time and when you really start moving beyond the mind, which is beyond the construct of time, there's no limitation anymore. You're starting to operate from a very different operating system. So most of you are holding on to your old identity. And that is what's causing the stagnation. So plateaus are literally a ceiling that you need to move beyond. It's energetic contraction. It's like gravity. It's anti-gravity. It's just really dense matter. And for you to move that on your own, you can. It just is going to take a longer period of time. So if you feel like you're hitting a plateau, it's because it's one of four things. The first one is the identity. So the identity that you're running right now cannot go into the next layer that you're looking to get into, the bottom of that next bandwidth. Think of everything as a blockchain. And then in between those blockchains are transition periods. So if you're constantly expanding, if you're just constantly expanding at a rate that is so fast, you can't find your own center, that is literally death. Like, it will lead you to psychosis. It will fragment your consciousness. It's not good. We're not meant to do that. Okay. We're meant to have learning. That's why things are at a certain pace. That's why we have the structure of time. That's why everything is operating almost like frames per second. So there's a reference point of what happened and when it did happen. So we have a record of it to augment it and then make predictive outcomes or probabilities, possibilities for future outcomes that you can experience. This is why it's very computer program based. So the identity that you're running can't go into the next blockchain. Okay. That's number one. In order for you to let go of that identity, you have to move into the surrender place of being able to start at zero again. Meaning, well, let me just let go of all of the steps that I do or things that I do. Like, let's say for me, when I go into a new city or I go into a new town, my process before would be to just arrive in the place, to get a one-way flight, arrive in the place, find a cafe, find a coffee shop, and then start walking around and just see what area I like best. Normally I have the coffee shop just hold my stuff and I just start walking and I get familiar with the area. And it takes a lot longer to do this, by the way. So I'll walk for a couple hours, depending on where I am. And I grid it, depending on when I arrive, whatever else, if I can walk, and it's just typically a new city. I will grid the area. I will start doing my own grid lines and figuring out what energetics I like best. This is what I used to do, and it was successful. It just took a lot longer to do that, and I got kind of tired of that. But that's what made me feel safe at that time. So I stayed doing that for a little while. But that has since changed, and I like to actually have a little bit more things planned now, and I like to kind of know where I'm going to arrive. And I'm actually very, very particular now about my where I'm staying, where my setup is, and what I need and what I require in order to feel comfortable. This has shifted for me because it's putting me in a totally different place where I have to trust my precognition first. I trust myself in a different way than just landing on the ground, being really adaptable, walking around everywhere, and then finding a place. That was really fun at first. Now I don't really care to do that anymore. If you're running an identity that isn't going to take you to the next place, because the next phase for me, where I'm headed, I know is going to be a very grounded, rooted version of myself that wants to be more internal, inside, and more nurturing and way more in my feminine. The lifestyle that I've had the last 3 years has forced me way too much in my masculine. It's very electric to move around like that and build and start a business and do all this. And at the frequency that I have been doing it, it pulls a lot on my masculine side of me. That's coming to an end. I'm having to work overtime to keep my energetics in balance. So that's why I have to take time off and I have to really only create content when I'm inspired and all that stuff. So I'm learning how to navigate all of this and I cycle sync my business and all this other stuff. I work a lot on helping you guys let go of your identity. That's number one. Number two is like there's borderline in general fear going on. You're utterly terrified of what is on the other side of whatever it is that you think that you want. You know that you can't go back. You're nervous to, let's say, move, leave a job, leave the person, have that really hard conversation. All these things are very scary for you. And so you stay in this place of frustration. You stay in a place of resentment. This is not helping you either. So what I do in sessions a lot of the time is I either give you permission, I confirm that what you're doing is going to be 100% okay, and I basically just dislodge the fear and I get it out of there, or I dislodge the fear enough for you to be able to face it, and then you do, and then you shoot yourself into that next frequency or that next layer. And I help you guys do that also. Obviously, I remind you that you're not that, you're that. Remember, you're infinite consciousness, like go that way. So connecting you to a higher potentiality for yourself at frequency level helps you feel like you've got a tandem person with you as you kind of jump off the cliff. It's a gentle nudge I give you most of the time. Or sometimes I just kind of kick you guys off the cliff and just say, I love you. You got it. Ding, kick you off. And then there's some struggle for a little while and then you're fine. But it's the most loving thing that like mama birds do for their baby birds. If you ever see birds in nature, is eventually they don't warm them anymore. They move next to the nest. They teach them how to fly and then they leave them and they go on their own. Or the strongest one will actually jump out of the nest first. And then the other ones are like, oh, okay, I can do it. So as just as a sidebar, this is exactly how the field works. Those who are pushing the boundaries of space-time create new possibilities in the field for other people to be able to do it. Think about the 3-minute mile. This is what we see with Simone Biles. This is what we see with super athletes. This is what we see with people like Caitlin Clark, who have just crazy belief in like tons of discipline, and they're just keeping a steady head and going out there and pushing the boundaries of what is possible. This is the same thing in business. This is why we see so many people who are becoming billionaires and multimillionaires so young, is because now that sequencing is in the field. It has been written. So now you can access that. Anything is possible. It's all available for you here. The only thing that is limiting you is these ideologies and identities and behavioral patterns and epigenetic conditioning that is not you. So in sessions, if you're running up against an identity and you're at this plateau, I'm going to work immediately at identity level and see what the hell is going on. Inevitably, that's just exactly where I go. Boom, some conscious programming, boom, DNA, what is coming in from the maternal line or the paternal line, M line, P line, what can we get out of there to get you moving faster? Because the biggest holdup for everybody who comes into this type of work that's working at this type of level is that whatever they've been doing, it has been too slow and y'all are over it. That's how it was for me. And I committed several years. I mean, now is, I don't know, maybe 6-7 years into like full-time giving everything my all, investing and betting max on myself. And that doesn't even include the decade prior of other work that I was doing, but like specifically doing quantum-based frequency work and learning the mechanics of this shit on myself, figuring out how I worked, working with a handful of other people along the way. But I went in solid and it was brutal. Like I had just a tenacity though and a belief that there was something else, and there definitely is. The third thing is most of you are afraid to move. Besides the fear, you're afraid to move beyond the complacency. So you're too complacent and you're comfortable there and you kind of don't know how to get uncomfortable, or you're not willing to do the comfort yet. So this contemplation phase around the complacency is what's creating a stall. So the logic, okay, that is negotiating with this smaller S self that's in the brain. So the logic and the ego will debate on how you're going to make these big moves. Okay, you know you're complacent. And now all of a sudden, there's this precognitive phase where you're actually negotiating with yourself about how you're going to be able to do things and then the practicality of that and then all the steps and so on and so forth. What I will also do in sessions is I will resequence, okay, how you are creating an inner dialogue with your own mind. Most of you have an intuition and you're coming to me because you want a deeper access to yourself and you want real purpose with your life. Okay, like true purpose, like you want to be able to come online and share your gifts with the world. Totally get that. Some of you guys want relationships, you want to be mothers only, which is phenomenal, and all of that's great. However, you can have it all, you don't have to choose. It's just a matter of where your come from space is and the frequency and the intention and the resonance that you're creating yourself from. Where are you creating yourself in space-time? If you're creating yourself from the future, are you creating yourself from the past, et cetera? Are you creating yourself from a limited version of the limited version of yourself, right? Or are you creating yourself from the best version of your limited self? That's what I meant to say. Or are you creating yourself from the possibility of who you think you can be? You have to hold that with a level of tenacity that you've never held anything before in your life. And you have to continue to do the work. Those who are consistent with this work absolutely see the benefits from it. And it doesn't take a long period of time to get some massive shifts. But the integration period is really important. So it is about taking what you're making now and investing it wholeheartedly in who you are and who you want to become. Because if you try to build on top of a foundation and you don't have a solid handle on the mechanics, you're going to white knuckle your life. Literally, it's going to be white knuckling. I'll talk more about that in another podcast, but you're holding on to everything and you still have lack running in the background. You still have scarcity running in the background. You still have fear of letting go, complacency, all these other identities running in the background. Even though you've done a little work, it's hot and cold. Or you'll go full throttle into the physicality of things, as into Western medicine or bridging Western medicine or only doing physically based stuff or working on integrative wellness, but not necessarily the energetics. As an intuitive person, if you're splitting or bifurcating your logic in any way without being a singular expression of yourself, then that is going to slow things up too. Here's what I mean by that. If you override your intuition with logic because it makes sense to you, that is spiritually bypassing yourself. That's self-gaslighting. This is what I mean when you go negotiate with yourself. Your ego and your logic is in negotiation with a small version of you. It's in negotiation with a version of you that wants to stay safe and certain. In sessions, I have resequenced, physically resequenced, or quantumly resequenced, how you are negotiating with yourself. I disarm logic and the ego, and I move it behind the big S. Because this is free will, right? So you'll switch. If I'm connecting you to your highest self, which you're always connected, but sometimes that connection is extremely atrophied with people who are really, really gifted, they'll just turn it off. And your highest self is always there. That connection is always there. That spark with the divine is always there. It's just a matter of how you strengthen it and how you practice and how you learn to evolve with it. By the way, this is a yes or no answer and a non-negotiable answer. Do you trust your highest self completely, 1000%, no doubt? Yes or no? Because if it is it takes time to trust your highest. No. If you are making any kind of excuse right now, you don't trust yourself. That's why you're stuck. And I get it. Because you're going to pull the small s and the logic and the ego is going to step in and start to look for confirmation bias where all of these things haven't worked out for you. Instead of actually looking for confirmation bias around all the things that worked out perfectly for you, because this step led to that step that led to that step, and all of it was for your highest evolution and highest growth. So I have resequenced big S, small s, logic, ego sequencing with what is informing the way that you make decisions. I might do another podcast on that, or I might do maybe a call on that, but something about the ego, because I think it would be important for people to know the difference with the sequencing of the logic and the ego and stuff. But the fourth thing is general belief that you're worthy of it. This is a big one. So this is this chronic discontent pattern that has come up recently. I wrote this in the book and it boils down to you actually believing that you're worthy of the life that you want. And this will cause more delays and plateaus than you will ever imagine. So if I look at you and I'm like, there's no limitation, you've got no ceilings on you, there's no curses, there's contracts, like the codes are there, the frequencies are there. It's kind of all there for you. Like, what are you doing? So like, I don't know. It just is not, I'm not making more money. I'm not that motivated. Like, I don't really know. And I'm like, okay. So there's something that you're not being honest with yourself about. For real, for real. Let's just brass tacks it. If you're trying to build a seven-figure business, but you don't really want to, it's not going to happen. If you're a female and you want to build an online business and you want to have a platform, you want to make an impact, you want to have your own business, you want to write a book, you want to do whatever, and you want to write it to empower yourself and validate yourself to others, that's fine. But if you don't really want to do it in the background, if you're not doing any of this for yourself, for you to learn and become the most badass version of who you are, it's going to get cut short every time. You will never be truly fulfilled. You will finish that book, it won't be enough, and you'll be on to the next. If that is a measure for how worthy you are to yourself, it will never truly be enough. And life will always continue to be a half empty instead of half full experience for you. And burnout is very, very real. If you've been pushing, pushing, pushing for a long time, and all of a sudden you arrive at a place where you're like, holy fucking shit, I am this old or this young or whatever. I'm this age, just put it that way. I'm this age, and I have literally had a major fifth awakening now to the fact that it took me 10 to 20 years to get this single lesson. I really wish I would have come to myself a fuck ton sooner. Yeah, it's okay. This is what I talk about, waking up to life when you are asleep. And then all that work starts to come in at once. It's like seeing everything happening all together all at once kind of thing. And then the body goes into a bit of a panic. This is when a lot of people start to kind of have big, big, big shifts, but everything around them breaks down and the nervous system goes into overdrive and really can't handle it. This is why stability is so important and why I talk about expansion contraction so much and why I talk about space-time mechanics so much and rendering yourself in a single moment of time, understanding what that really means, even if you don't have vision, even if your intuition is slighted at times, even if you can't quote-unquote see or you can't hear, it doesn't matter. Operate on what you know, okay? What you know to be true. Start with what you know. Start with where you are and take the next indicated action. If your strongest sense, and you don't know what that is yet, but you just have a sense, maybe you get goosebumps when you walk into a place. Maybe you just get a feeling. Whatever that is, trust it the first time. Amplify it. Say, I got that feeling. Thank you so much. And then follow it. You have to follow through. So I'll leave you with this as you're moving through plateaus. Okay. Be patient with yourself in the hallway. Know that you are repixelating and to enjoy the repixelation process as much as you do the on-fire process. The rest and digest period and these big jumps and expansions are all really, really important, okay? You bob and weave, you move, you expand, you contract, you know, you kind of are making kind of like an S shape, okay? Sometimes those slithers are really, really tight and sometimes they're just really expanded and wide. And when you sign up for the journey of coming home to yourself, you kind of got to sign up for all of it. It can't just be part of the good stuff. You cherry pick it and then part of the others. Like, I have seen those who are unbelievably brilliant, who will continue to get education and after education, after education, certification after the other, and be very, very frustrated that they've done so much work and their body still is the way that it is. And I was like, you think you're owed something because let's say you eat perfectly, you have this, you have that, you have something else. And I'm telling you right now, energy doesn't work that way. It has to be transformed. If you're holding that much grief or that much resentment or that much whatever, enter whatever word in the body still, it doesn't matter if you're getting up every day at 5 a.m. and doing every single protocol under the sun to regulate your hormones and become the baddest version of yourself and check 9,000 things off the list and see X amount of clients in a day. If you haven't transmuted the stuck energy in the body, it's going to be a very unfulfilling journey for you. And you're going to feel like the frequency work, for example, isn't working. Because I've worked on people like this. And the moment I work on them, they detox like fucking hell. You have to sign up for it all. The good shit, the bad shit, all of it. Because the relationship with you is 1,000% worth it. And if you're not worth it to you, then nothing else is going to come close to bringing you joy or making you happy. I swear to God, you can have the money, you can have it all. The trips, and you'll be there. You will be at the $5, $10 million, whatever, mansion on the beach, or you'll be at a $300 a night hotel, and you will not enjoy it. You'll find something wrong with it. You won't be able to fully take in the experience and the frequency of it if you truly, truly aren't in it for yourself, meaning to meet yourself so deeply and have that reverberated back in the world and then be okay with what is mirrored back to you. That's what I'm talking about. And that's what this journey is about. So take some notes, re-listen to this. If you feel like you've hit a plateau, go and grab whatever is on the shop right now around self-concept, about connecting to your highest self, about mother-father wounds, the series on time, the series on distorted love, and focus your energy on moving beyond this plateau. Identity is in there. That's a great meditation to do. Scour the site and get whatever you can and use the frequencies of those meditations to help move you through those sticky layers. All right, you guys, I'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks so much for listening, you guys. Please make sure to leave a review and follow the fun on social media because that's how it works in this world. In the meantime, get your freak on. I'll see you in the next session.